How leaders speak when the pressure is high. When pressure mounts in the workplace, the way leaders communicate becomes the defining factor between success and failure. High-stakes situations, tight deadlines, organizational crises, and intense scrutiny create environments where every word carries weight. The difference between effective and ineffective leaders often lies not in their technical expertise or strategic thinking, but in their ability to maintain clear, confident, and inspiring communication when the heat is on. Leadership communication under pressure reveals character, builds or destroys trust, and directly impacts team performance. Understanding how to speak effectively during challenging times isn't just a leadership skill, it's a survival mechanism that separates great leaders from those who crumble when it matters most. Why pressure changes everything. Pressure fundamentally alters human behavior and cognitive function. When stress hormones flood the system, leaders often experience decreased clarity of thought, heightened emotional responses, and compromised decision-making abilities. These physiological changes directly impact communication patterns, causing even seasoned executives to stumble over words, rush through explanations, or become unusually aggressive or withdrawn. The ripple effect extends far beyond the individual leader. Teams are highly attuned to their leader's emotional state and communication style. When a leader's communication becomes erratic, unclear, or emotionally charged under pressure, it creates anxiety, confusion, and decreased confidence throughout the organization. Conversely, leaders who maintain composure and clarity in their communication during challenging times inspire confidence and resilience in their teams. The communication traps that expose weak leadership. Under pressure, certain communication patterns emerge that immediately identify ineffective leadership. These patterns are often unconscious responses to stress but have devastating effects on team morale and organizational effectiveness. Research shows that bad leaders expose themselves through specific behaviors when under pressure, and many of these behaviors center around poor communication choices. One of the most common traps is the tendency to become overly controlling or micromanaging in communication. Leaders under stress often feel the need to dictate every detail, overwhelming their teams with excessive instructions and constant check-ins. This communication style signals panic rather than confidence and erodes trust in the leader's ability to handle the situation effectively. Another destructive pattern is blame-focused communication. When pressure builds, weak leaders often shift into defensive mode, using their communication to deflect responsibility rather than address problems constructively. This might manifest as public criticism of team members, finger-pointing at external factors, or historical blame shifting that focuses on past mistakes rather than future solutions. Emotional volatility in communication represents another critical failure point. Leaders who allow their stress to manifest through raised voices, sarcastic comments, or mood swings create toxic environments that actually increase pressure rather than alleviate it. Teams become more focused on managing their leaders' emotional state than on solving the underlying problems. The physiological impact of leader communication on teams. The way leaders communicate during high-pressure situations has profound physiological and psychological effects on their teams. Neuroscience research demonstrates that stress is contagious, particularly when transmitted through verbal and nonverbal communication patterns. When leaders communicate with anxiety, urgency, or panic, their teams experience similar stress responses, leading to decreased cognitive function, impaired creativity, and reduced problem-solving abilities. Effective leaders understand that effective employee communication under pressure requires intentional management of both content and delivery. The tone, pace, and emotional undertone of leadership communication directly influence team members' ability to think clearly and perform optimally. Successful leaders use their communication to create psychological safety even in challenging circumstances. This involves acknowledging difficulties honestly while maintaining an optimistic and solution-focused perspective. By communicating with calm confidence, these leaders actually help regulate their team's stress responses, enabling higher performance when it's needed most. Strategic communication principles for high-pressure situations. Effective leadership communication under pressure follows specific principles that can be learned and practiced. The first principle is clarity over speed. Many leaders feel compelled to communicate quickly when pressure builds, believing that rapid responses demonstrate competence. However, rushed communication often lacks clarity and creates more confusion than resolution. Instead, effective leaders prioritize clear, concise messaging that addresses the most critical information first. This might mean taking a moment to gather thoughts before speaking, structuring messages logically, and ensuring that key points are emphasized and repeated when necessary. Clarity reduces anxiety and enables teams to focus on solutions rather than trying to decode unclear instructions. Transparency balanced with confidence represents another crucial principle. Teams need honest information about challenges and constraints, but they also need confidence that leadership has a path forward. This requires understanding how leaders should respond to pressure in ways that acknowledge reality while maintaining team morale and motivation. Solution-oriented language becomes particularly important during high-pressure situations. Effective leaders frame their communication around what can be done rather than dwelling on problems or obstacles. This doesn't mean ignoring difficulties, but rather positioning challenges within a context of action and possibility. The power of emotional regulation in leadership communication. Emotional regulation may be the most critical skill for effective leadership communication under pressure. This involves not just managing one's own emotional responses, but actively using communication to help regulate the emotional climate of the entire team. Leaders who master this skill become stabilizing forces during turbulent times. The process begins with self-awareness. Effective leaders develop the ability to recognize their own stress responses and emotional triggers. This awareness allows them to pause, breathe, and choose their communication approach rather than simply reacting. Simple techniques like taking a deep breath before speaking or counting to three can make the difference between reactive and responsive communication. Vocal qualities become particularly important during pressure situations. Leaders who speak with a measured pace, steady tone, and appropriate volume project confidence and control. Research in vocal psychology shows that these qualities are unconsciously interpreted by listeners as signs of competence and reliability. Conversely, speaking too quickly, with a shaky voice, or at inappropriate volume signals stress and uncertainty. Body language and nonverbal communication work in tandem with vocal delivery to create the overall communication impact. Leaders who maintain open postures, steady eye contact, and calm facial expressions reinforce their verbal messages with consistent nonverbal signals. This alignment between verbal and nonverbal communication increases credibility and trust. Building psychological safety through crisis communication. One of the most powerful aspects of effective leadership communication under pressure is its ability to create and maintain psychological safety. Psychological safety, the belief that one can speak up, ask questions, and make mistakes without fear of negative consequences, becomes even more critical during high-pressure situations when quick thinking and innovative solutions are essential. Leaders create psychological safety through their communication choices by explicitly encouraging input, acknowledging uncertainty, and normalizing the challenges everyone is facing. This might involve statements like, "This is a complex situation and I don't have all the answers," or "I need everyone's best thinking to navigate this successfully." Such communication invites collaboration rather than creating pressure for perfection. Admitting uncertainty or lack of complete information, when done skillfully, actually increases rather than decreases leadership credibility. It demonstrates intellectual honesty and creates space for team members to contribute their expertise. However, this must be balanced with clear direction about what is known and what steps are being taken to address uncertainties. The language of resilience and recovery. Effective leaders understand that high-pressure situations are temporary and use their communication to reinforce this perspective. The language of resilience focuses on learning, adaptation, and growth rather than just survival. This forward-looking communication helps teams maintain motivation and engagement even during difficult periods. Framing challenges as opportunities for growth and learning requires skillful communication that acknowledges current difficulties while painting a picture of future success. This doesn't mean toxic positivity or unrealistic optimism, but rather a balanced perspective that recognizes both current challenges and future possibilities. Recovery-oriented communication also involves celebrating small wins and progress, even in the midst of larger challenges. Leaders who communicate recognition for team efforts and incremental progress help maintain morale and momentum when pressure is high. Practical techniques for pressure-proof communication. Developing pressure-proof communication skills requires practice and intentional development. One effective technique is the pause and breathe method. Before responding to stressful situations or delivering important messages, effective leaders train themselves to take a conscious breath and pause. This simple practice creates space for more thoughtful communication and helps regulate both the leaders and the team's stress responses. Structured communication frameworks become particularly valuable under pressure. Tools like the SPAR method, situation, background, assessment, recommendation, provide clear templates for organizing thoughts and ensuring critical information is communicated effectively. Having predetermined structures reduces cognitive load and improves communication clarity when stress is high. Regular check-ins and status updates become crucial communication tools during high-pressure periods. Rather than waiting for problems to escalate, effective leaders establish frequent communication rhythms that keep everyone informed and connected. This proactive approach prevents many communication breakdowns that occur when people operate in information vacuums. The pressure principle in leadership development. Understanding the pressure principle and its relationship to leadership provides valuable insight into how challenging situations can actually enhance leadership effectiveness. Pressure situations create opportunities for leaders to demonstrate their communication skills and build deeper trust with their teams. The key is recognizing that pressure reveals authentic leadership character. Teams pay close attention to how their leaders communicate during difficult times, and these observations form lasting impressions about leadership competence and trustworthiness. Leaders who communicate effectively under pressure build what researchers call earned authority influence based on demonstrated competence rather than just formal position. This principle suggests that leaders should view high-pressure situations as development opportunities rather than just challenges to survive. Each pressure situation provides data about communication effectiveness and opportunities to refine and improve leadership skills. The ripple effect of exemplary communication. When leaders demonstrate effective communication under pressure, the impact extends far beyond immediate problem solving. When pressure rises, how a leader chooses to communicate creates a ripple effect that influences organizational culture, team resilience, and long-term performance capabilities. Teams that experience effective leadership communication during pressure situations develop greater confidence in their collective ability to handle future challenges. This builds organizational resilience and creates positive feedback loops where teams become more rather than less capable over time. Furthermore, leaders who model effective pressure communication teach these skills to emerging leaders within their organizations. This creates a multiplication effect where communication competence spreads throughout the organization, improving overall organizational effectiveness during challenging periods. Building long-term communication resilience. Developing the ability to communicate effectively under pressure requires ongoing practice and refinement. This isn't a skill that can be developed only when pressure situations arise. It requires regular attention and development during calmer periods. Simulation exercises and scenario planning provide valuable opportunities to practice pressure communication in controlled environments. Role-playing difficult conversations, practicing crisis communication scenarios, and seeking feedback on communication effectiveness during stressful situations all contribute to skill development. Mentoring and coaching relationships offer another valuable avenue for developing pressure communication skills. Learning from leaders who have demonstrated effectiveness during challenging times provides both inspiration and practical guidance for improvement. Self-reflection and continuous learning round out the development process. Effective leaders regularly assess their communication performance during pressure situations, seeking feedback and identifying areas for improvement. This commitment to growth ensures that each challenging situation becomes a building block for future effectiveness rather than just a challenge to survive. Conclusion. The ability to communicate effectively when pressure is high represents one of the most valuable leadership skills in today's fast-paced, high-stakes business environment. It's the difference between leaders who inspire confidence and those who create additional stress, between teams that thrive under pressure and those that crumble. Mastering pressure communication requires understanding its psychological and physiological impacts, avoiding common communication traps, and developing specific skills and techniques. Most importantly, it requires recognizing that how leaders speak during challenging times defines their leadership legacy and directly impacts organizational success. The investment in developing these skills pays dividends not just during crisis situations, but in everyday leadership effectiveness. Leaders who can communicate clearly, confidently, and compassionately under pressure build stronger teams, more resilient organizations, and more successful outcomes across all aspects of their leadership responsibility. In an era where pressure and uncertainty seem to be constants rather than exceptions, the ability to speak effectively when the stakes are high has become an essential leadership competency. Those who master this skill position themselves and their organizations for sustainable success, regardless of what challenges lie ahead.